Reflections from the Library, Marketing, and Communications Conference 2017 by Amy Hitchner, published November 30, 2017. On November 16 and 17, 2017, I attended the third annual Library and Marketing Communications Conference held in Addison, Texas. For 2 days, library marketers from diverse backgrounds came together to learn from experts and practitioners about the many facets of this topic, including media, public relations, partnerships, user-centered design, data-driven decision-making, and the marketing cycle. As a librarian who came into communications and social media through the side door, it was comforting to know that half the conference attendees had a similar background to mine, which made it less intimidating to ask those questions that might seem second nature to a marketing professional. On the other hand, learning the tools of the trade from those same professionals was an enlightening experience, as was seeing what good library marketing could accomplish. The themes I encountered throughout the conference were marketing as a tool for shifting the public's perception of libraries, the marketing lifecycle 101, communicating in times of crisis, social media tips and best practices, using evaluation and data to build better marketing campaigns and create more user-centric libraries, increasing patron engagement, moving from traditional event-based marketing to content marketing, creating an effective marketing campaign with scant resources and expertise, creating an effective marketing campaign with ample resources and expertise. I gravitated toward topics that related to my particular role at the Colorado State Library. Some of my favorite sessions were Libraries, Crises, and Social Media, Shell Holtz, Holtz Communication and Technology. Marketing the Modern Library, How to Launch an Effective Digital Campaign, Sherry Hewlett, Red Barn, and Liz Roberts, Whatcom County Libraries. Launching a Distributed Marketing Initiative Amid Budget and Staffing Cuts. Tyler Klein, Molly Marcusi, and Leslie Wagoner, American Heritage Center. Becoming a Stealth Power Broker in the Community. Paul Foster, Catawba County, North Carolina. Speaking Finance, Creating a Value-Oriented Marketing Plan for Your Library. Miranda Doran Myers, Colorado State Library. Since this was a conference of communications specialists, you can bet that there were back-channel conversations happening concurrently over social media. Twitter conversations during the conference, search hashtag LMCC17, range from the broad and theoretical to the immediately practical. Here are a few highlights. Regina Fried said, "Marketing is mission critical and must be part of an organization's culture." GKL wrote, "Marketing is about storytelling and relationships, not flyers." Heather Walker White said, "We want the library to be the heart of the community. But what if the community is the heart of the library? Shift from inward to outward perspective." Mulva Library wrote, "We usually have to challenge the nostalgic view of libraries in order to show off everything we are and offer now." And Julia Wells said, "Hearing so many similar librarian stories of wearing many hats, limited budgets, a passion for communicating library values, and dedication to the profession. Great first day sessions." I'm thankful that I was able to attend this unique conference, the only one of its kind in North America, in order to bring back new skills and information to support our Colorado library community. If you have any questions, please contact me at ahitchner@coloradovirtuallibrary.org, or you can tag the Colorado State Library on Twitter or Facebook. A Movie, The Homeless, and Public Libraries by Kieran Hickson, published on December 8, 2017. When I read a description of a movie that starts, the story revolves around the library patrons, many of whom are homeless, mentally ill, and marginalized, as well as an exhausted and overwhelmed staff of librarians who often build emotional connections and a sense of obligation to care for those regular patrons. I didn't automatically think of a mainstream movie starring folks like Jenna Maloney, Christian Slater, Emilia Estevez, Taylor Schilling, Gabrielle Union, and Alec Baldwin. I was even more shocked to see a few critics refer to the movie as set inside one of the last bastions of democracy in action, your public library. I mean, I think that about the public library, but I work in library land. But sure enough, that is what The Public is, a mainstream release of a movie set in a library. I haven't seen it yet. It premieres January 31st at the Santa Barbara International Film Festival. But the premise already has me thinking, mostly about the issues of homelessness and libraries, but also about the provocative image from early in the Occupy movement of a woman holding a sign that said, "You know things are messed up when librarians start marching." One of the beautiful things about a public service job is the public. Or maybe it's also the downside. Public librarians, for the most part, see people every day and in every way. Based solely on the movie trailer, I would say we don't normally let things escalate like that. We tend to be just a little less dramatic than Hollywood. But we are often in the position to set policy and procedure on things that can greatly affect the lives of our patrons. Decisions we make about something as ubiquitous as a backpack and whether it can be brought into our library can affect the person who wants to use the library's resources to find a job, but has every possession they own in a backpack they are unwilling to leave in an open cubby by the front desk. The philosophy of libraries offering access for all people can be traced back to 1833 and the Peterborough, New Hampshire, town libraries, which was the first institution funded by a municipality with the explicit purpose of establishing a free library open to all classes of the community. We have a long history of setting this goal, but do we see it through in practice? Are we walking our talk? Regardless of the dramatic spin the movie is likely to take, evaluating our procedures and policies with an eye toward the loftier ideals of our profession is always a good idea.